cliffcentral.com.
So, you know, you always hear these stories about Tinder dates that have gone wrong, right?
Yes.
And there are quite a few. Tinder is, you know, it's quite simple, really. You go on there, you find people you can try get a match with, and you try, well, essentially hook up and carry on like that. So there's a story I found where this girl meets this guy. Everything seems to be pretty interesting. Date goes really, really well. It leads to going back to his place, and it leads to sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First night out. How about that? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, so far sounds like just a...
That's a one night
average night. Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing leads to another. And I mean, look, I don't know if this is common practice nowadays in the dating world, but she and he, I guess I got to use technical terms here, not sound too crass, but he ejaculated.
Okay.
On her chest and face region.
Okay.
All right.
Now, that could happen in any story, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Next day, she's got a rash.
Stop.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cease.
So, in the heat of the moment, you think, well, you know, it's, yep, cool, whatever, this is all going great. And then the next morning, you wake up and you got a bad rash.
Oh, no.
No.
And when you think of the areas it covers,
it's
invasive. So she messages the guy, okay, and says, look, I've got a bit of a bad rash. I thought I'd let you know, because she's thinking STD, right?
Yes.
And
so
something's wrong with your spunk.
This isn't so good, okay? But yeah. the date went well. She's not really like, I mean, she's obviously really upset about this. This is not good, but it was a good date. So she's not trying to think too much about that. So she goes to the doctor, and the doctor goes, I don't know. I mean, it's not an STD. It's something that I've seen before. Probably best to go to a dermatologist, right? Because dermatologists, obviously skin experts, whatever. Dermatologist then examines her. She's now a little bit worried because it didn't happen with the doctor. The doctor couldn't give her the information. So now she's been referred. This is getting worse. This is getting deeper.
And every single consulting room she needs to walk into, she needs to explain her story again.
She's
going to
explain her story, exactly. Of
and more judgment.
Of
yes.
Rash caused by male ejaculate. Anyway, so the dermatologist said, look, I don't know how to really say this, but it's a very specific sort of parasite that's now got onto your skin. Okay, well, this is where the story starts to get a little bit edgy. So hold on to your chairs for this one.
Please, if you're talking about germs and parasites. And
so basically, there's a slight parasite that's caught, and it's now sort of, I wouldn't say invaded her, but it's become part of her skin. Because, you know, you get different skin layers, epithelial tissues, or whatever it is. And the guy said, look, there are two things that could happen here about the male in question, okay? It comes back to the male ejaculate. And he said to the, you know, do you know this guy well? And she said, no, we literally had a date. First time I met him, this happened. It's all I know. So he said, well, look, it's a very extreme case because your rash basically is a result of the male in question here having sex with.
No.
With animals.
No. I was also going there. No, please don't wait.
Yeah, sex with animals.
No.
Or dead people.
No.
So, but the whole thing is there is a bit of a recall here because it was a Tinder date. So she finds the guy on Facebook. And then she finds out that he works at
a mortuary.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And the best part about all of this is one massive urban legend. Thankfully.
Damn you, Ben!
No, if you go on this internet, right, this story is everywhere.
Oh my god!
You can find this story about this guy. Okay, firstly, for medical purposes, it's not physically possible. If this guy had parasites in his penis area/semen, it wouldn't be so great for him. It wouldn't be one of those things that it just miraculously takes on the host thing. But this urban legend that came out in February, it was going all over, became a big viral thing.
Wow.
It is said to be rooted back all the way to 2001.
What?
Jeez.
Which then gets me thinking, right? Urban legends. How many of these things exist in life that we've taken as a given over time?
Yeah.
You know, yesterday we talked about how Listerine essentially invented halitosis. No, the word halitosis didn't exist until a company wanted to make more money
on what they offer, which is fresh breath.
Completely manufactured. So they were a company that did cleaning products for floors and stuff. And they thought, okay, well, we've got similar ingredients. Let's put them in the mouth and make everyone feel really hygienic.
Yeah.
So the story I just told you now, first time I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, we hear stories kind of like this. It's so believable, right?
Yes.
And we all believe it. What else is there that people believe that's now being taken as a given?
Oh my goodness.
But now this story about the having sex with dead people, rotting semen, all that kind of stuff. It goes back to like 2001, and it was about cannibalism as well.
Why did you take us in such a riot?
There were a lot of urban legends around spring break, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, some people go and they do all kinds of things, either Cancun, Florida, Mexico area, right? Mm-hmm. So all these urban legends started to happen where people were hooking up with local people from these areas, right? Mm. So there would be so many stories circulating. I mean, this is sort of, so 10 years ago, let's just say, about how people, these girls were kissing these guys. And suddenly they got back to America and they had these horrible sores around their face. And then they were like, well, then I went to my doctor and my doctor told me it was because they're cannibals. It's because they've been eating human flesh. You've now got these sores on them, on your mouth.
Jeez, we don't even know the half of it.
But it's kind of believable, though.
It is believable. Telling the first story, I was like, oh, maybe she's like allergic to semen. Like, maybe that's it. And then it gets to like the dead people. I'm way too gullible. I believe everything, you know, but we live in that day and age, now of like, you know, those broadcast messages and people just like forward things, you know, with not even actual placing some thought to it. So who knows what we're really believing? CliffCentral.com